You're now listening to the A Place of Refuge Productive Living Podcast with Bishop Barry D. Walker. A Place of Refuge vision is to cause people to be productive in every aspect of life according to God's Word. For more information, please stop by our website at www.aplaceofrefugechurch.org. Now, here's today's message already in progress.
When it comes to the flesh, I want you to remember a couple of things. First, the flesh is the innate qualities or qualities that we were born with. Innate qualities or qualities, traits, characteristics that we were born with. All of us. Notice what David said in reference to that in Psalm 51. Go to Psalm 51 real quick. Psalm 51. And consider yourself according to Psalm 51 and 5. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. All of us was born into sin. If we were not born into sin, it would have been no reason for Jesus to come and give his life for us. He had to die because we were born into sin, and the wages of sin is death. The wages of sin is death. Second, when it comes to the flesh, it is the conscious part of a person that is aware of wrong. Yeah. You know the Holy Spirit told you not to do something, and but because of how good something looks, you disobey the Holy Spirit and you partake of what you should. You're aware, you're conscious that you shouldn't do it, but you do it because of sin or the flesh. Another biblical definition of flesh is that which wars against the spirit. The flesh and the spirit are contrary or against one another. They fight each other. And it affects you to the point to where if you yield to the flesh, you will not do what the Spirit is telling you to do. Another name for the flesh, based upon what I said, according to Romans 8, is the carnal mind. The carnal mind or the flesh is enmity against God. It is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. And the conclusion is those that are in the flesh cannot please God. No way you can please God when you're in the flesh. When you're in the flesh, you love the dark side more so than light. I said you love the dark side more so than light. Let's consider that biblically. John 3. Go to John 3. John chapter 3. We're going to start at verse 19. This is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, or Jesus, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his or her deeds should be exposed. So, bottom line, being in the flesh is not a good thing. I said being in the flesh is not a good thing. And if you'll notice back in Matthew 26 and 41, Jesus is very clear. When you're in the flesh, you have to understand that the flesh is weak. The flesh is weak. The flesh is easily defeated. When you are in the flesh, you are in the state of being a flunky, pushover, a wimp. Don't get mad at me. When you're in the flesh, you do not have the capacity to resist what you should resist. Don't have the capacity to endure what you should be able to go through. Don't have the ability to control what you should be able to control as a child of God. When you're in the flesh again, you lack the capacity to resist, endure, or control what you should be able to deal with. And we done been there before, where we allow something to whip us that we shouldn't have. Oh, let me get a little more plain. You allow somebody to make you mad that you shouldn't have allowed to get you angry, that led to sin. See, it's one thing to be angry, but the Bible says be angry and sin what? But when you're angry, somebody makes you angry and you cuss them out, you're in the flesh. Now, used to back in the day, we would blame stuff like that on the devil. But since we know better, devil in Houston, so it wasn't him. Well, maybe it was one of his demons. No, his demons down the street. It was your flesh. Got to go on, but say to your neighbor, the flesh is weak. The flesh is weak. The flesh is weak. I'm going to show you a scripture that points out something that's very important when it comes to us living by faith, versus being in a weak state, that lines up with what I'm talking about. Let's go to Romans chapter 4. Let's go to Romans chapter 4. And you're going to have to notice the implication in the verse. And in doing so, you're going to be able to see why you just don't need to be in the flesh, but you need to be living by faith. All right. Romans 4 and 19. This is talking about Abraham. Ready? Y'all ready? Yeah. And not being weak in what? Faith. He was not weak. In what? Faith. Now let me ask you a question before I go any further. I know you're reading it, but just hold on a minute. And being not weak in what?
Faith.
So if he would have been weak in reference to his faith, would you agree with me? He would have been in the flesh. You agree with me? And being not weak, or not being weak in faith, he did not do what? His what? See, when you're weak, you will consider things you shouldn't consider. That's the point I want you to see. When you're weak, you'll start looking at what you ain't got no business looking at. Your primary focus will be on something you shouldn't even be thinking about. Something bad just happened, but instead of you looking at the good of it, you focusing on the bad. This earth, bad gonna happen. But that don't mean you have to put your emphasis, your mind, your focus on that bad. What kind of good gonna come out of that? Bad gonna happen to all of us. It's gonna always be something that's gonna happen that if you choose to, you can get mad about, you can cry about, you can complain about. It's up to you. You are a free moral agent. But notice Abraham. This man was older than anybody in here. So don't get to talk and complain about how old you is and what's going on. He was older than everybody in here. I'm old. No. Just hush. He was old. Well, you know my body. He didn't consider his own body. Why? He was not weak in faith. You hear folk talk, well, if it weren't for my, that's a person that's weak in, based upon the text. I ain't picking. That's just a person that, according to the text, is weak in what? Y'all still like me over here? Love y'all too. Y'all still like me over here? I got to check the room. Love y'all too. Y'all still like me over here? Love y'all too. And being not weak in what? He did not consider his. He wasn't through though. This man, I mean, it's amazing when you are not weak. It's amazing what the state that you are when you are not weak, or when you're not in the flesh. Notice again, and not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body. Get this, already help me. Since he was about how old?
100.
It ain't nobody in here close to 100. You ain't close to no 100. You 95? Well, quit talking about how hard you got it and you 72. This man did consider it, and he was almost what? He was almost what?
100.
Yeah, y'all young folk, y'all got, no. You just considering what you ain't got no business considering. Unless it's wrong. If you have faith, none of that should be first. Even though it was real. Look at it. It was real, but he didn't consider it. Look at what it says here. This is good. Notice, he did not consider his own body already what? He knew his body was dead, but he didn't. That wasn't his focus. See, when you become mature, you start focusing on what you should focus on. And you're going to have somebody, and you need somebody like me that's going to make you mad about focusing on what you ain't got no business focusing on. And somebody that's going to tell you the truth based upon the word. Which will get personal. I've heard folks say it ain't personal, but sometimes it will get personal. Because it'll be tearing you up. And the one that's preaching it. Preacher ain't never left out. He always got to be the first one. Get this. He didn't even consider the deadness of Sarah's womb. And Sarah was in her 90s. He almost 100, she in her 90s. And he just, well, God said, well, he was going to give us a child. So let's get busy. He didn't consider that what was going on naturally speaking was just impossible. Had never been done. He didn't even consider that. Didn't even look at his wife and say, ain't no way we can do it because I'm see you and you see me. And you, he couldn't have looked because he couldn't have liked everything he saw, and she couldn't have liked everything she saw. She knew it was going to take a miracle, and he knew it was going to take a miracle. I'm just being real plain about it. See, certain things you can't consider. Because if you start considering it, it says that you weak. Or you're in the flesh. We still dealing with Matthew 26 and 41 when Jesus said the flesh is what? The flesh is weak. I got to go move on, but tell somebody, you got to stop considering things that God never told you to consider. See, once God told Abraham he was going to do it, he didn't have to consider nothing else except what God told him. Once God tells you something, it's no need in you to start considering anything else. Just focus on what God told you. If God said, Walker, I'm getting ready to do such and such for you, ain't no need in me looking for no alternative if I'm truly Christian. If he getting ready to do it, okay, God, I'll just let you tell me exactly the steps I need to take. I won't even try to call this 800 number. I won't even try to go down there and see so-and-so. I'm just going to wait on you to tell me what to do. You've got to stop considering things that you have no business considering. And want folks to be sympathetic with you. Now we can if we live in by faith. Woo! Watch and pray. Back in Matthew 26 and 41. Lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is. When the flesh is weak, you enter into temptation. Listen to me closely. Nobody is above temptation. Nobody. Not none of us. Nobody is above temptation. Well, you know, Reverend Walker, I don't even worry that stuff like that. Temptation, it ain't it. Yeah, no. I don't care if you're 103. Biblically, Jesus said, nobody is above temptation. Oh, it may be certain things that don't tempt you, but it is something. That'll cause a desire to arise in you. It could be a chocolate cake that the Holy Spirit told you not to eat for a month. You consecrating yourself, and the Holy Spirit said, look, you can eat, but don't eat no cake. Don't eat no cake. Just like Daniel went on a consecration, but Daniel could only eat beans and vegetables. He couldn't touch anything else. And see, sometimes the Spirit of God will tell you, look, don't you touch that right there. You'll be amazed. Some folks are sick because the Holy Spirit been done told them not to eat certain things, but they still eating it. Been done told them to drink so much water, do this, that, and the other, but they won't do it, and so they stay sick. I'm full tonight. I don't even need too many amens tonight. You understand what I'm saying? So y'all want to be quiet on me, I'm going to go on anyway. Everybody is going to be tempted in some way or another. That's just the devil. He'll do that. Yeah, but it's your flesh too. Remember, your flesh is in contrast to your spirit. And so the flesh that is a part of you knows certain things you like. It's just like Tuesday. Tuesday is a fasting day, but some of us, just the flesh should just remind you that them Cheetos are over there. Yeah. And sometimes even in service like this, the flesh saying, I know you can't wait until he get done. You ought to just be praying that he hurry up so you can go home and get in that ham sandwich. Flesh is real. Temptation is watch and pray is what Jesus told his disciples. Then he said, lest you enter into temptation. It wasn't like temptation was a door, you know, how you enter into it, but he was telling them, lest you yield, submit, or surrender to temptation. You can actually be trying to fight it, but because you in the flesh, you ain't got enough fight in you. You hang up on him 4 or 5 times, but you just ain't got enough fight in you. You can't go 7. 5 was your limit. Why? You in the flesh. You start out talking about it's going to be a 3-day fast. And you were serious. You had your tongues. Your prayer. You laid out your blanket. Your prayer blanket where you go. And you had put out your water and all other little stuff you were going to be drinking. But then that second day when you smelled that pork chop, that was just too much. I feel like God telling me to end the fast. No, that's your flesh. Because the flesh will talk to you. You're holding on with that same voice that the Spirit talks to you with. that inner voice. The flesh will try to confuse you. Y'all still all right? Watch. Stay alert. Stay conscious. Specifically, God conscious. Lest you enter into temptation. Flesh is weak. But then he shifts and he says, but there's a part of you that's willing. He's not talking about the Holy Spirit in the text. He's talking about your human spirit. The God conscious part of you. I said the God conscious part of you. Yeah, even when you were a sinner, that was a God-conscious part of you on the inside. Even these folks who talking about they atheists and agnostic, it's a God-conscious part in every human being. Why? Because he created us and he put it in us. Spirit literally means breath. According to Genesis 2, God breathed into man the breath of life. And that's when he became a living being. And that same breath, God made sure that it would continue to be in man until his or her demise. Can you do it? God put that in you. Try it with me one more time on one. One. God put that in you. God is the one that put that in you. That's spirit. Again, spirit literally means breath. Breath. You take folks that believe that humans were not created, they have yet been able to explain, well, how in the world did breath get in people? How did that breath get there? How did that which is invisible get in a person? And that which is invisible, as long as it's there, will keep a person in existence. But as soon as that leaves, the person ceases to exist on life. You know why? The Lord gives and the Lord takes away. And he gave us a sign. Breath gonna let you know you're living. And when I take it away, it's gonna let you know it's over. Life is over. That's what God put in all of us. All of us. And so the spirit is willing already. Flesh weak, but the spirit is willing. Ready to do what needs to be done. Even when you're tired, the spirit is still willing. Even when things have attacked your body, the spirit is still willing. Still willing. Jesus bleeding. I mean, blood everywhere. Done been beaten 39 times, but still the spirit is willing and he's following the spirit. He's following the spirit. He wasn't following the spirit fast enough because they tried to get somebody to help him because they were in a hurry to get him to Golgotha Hill. He was going to get there whether they got somebody to help him or not because that was part of his destiny, his purpose on earth. But it took him yielding to the spirit in order to fulfill his destiny. You know how we're going to fulfill our destiny? Yielding to the spirit. You know who's going to be fighting us the whole way? The flesh. Why? The flesh is? And it wars against the? Wars against the human spirit as well as the Holy Spirit. You got to make up in your mind who you're going to yield to. You got to yield to it because that's what mature saints do. We're not going to give you a badge of courage for it. That's what we do because we are mature. That's what we do because that's what God told us to do. I'm really trying. No, you need to yield to the Spirit. Mature folks don't try. They do it because they are not there. Own. They have been bought with a price. And they glorify God in their body and in their spirit because they belong to Him. Even Paul did. Paul said, I reckon the present sufferings that I'm going through are not even worthy to be compared to the glory. They shall be revealed. You're going to go through some stuff, but you just got to be willing to submit to the Spirit. Y'all all right?
Yeah.
Let's go to Romans, the first chapter. I'm closing with this. Romans chapter 1, verse 9. Ready? Paul said, for God is my
witness,
whom I with my what?
Spirit.
He served God with his God consciousness. That's who he served him with. He served him with the willing part that God put in him. That's how he served him. Not with his body. This body be crazy sometimes. Or this flesh. Oh, y'all need to be honest. Now, sometimes you don't feel like doing nothing. You know, saints, I really didn't feel like coming to church. You know, sometimes you ain't feel like getting out of bed. Sometimes you don't even feel like answering the phone. Sometimes even that person you tell you love every single day, you don't feel like being bothered by him or her. Woo, some of y'all ain't gonna go there with me, but it is the truth. Y'all holding on? Sometimes you make yourself
Thank y'all, those of y'all who finished. Let me go over here and see what I got. Sometimes you make yourself sick, mad, or what have you. Why? I'm talking about you, yourself. Sometimes you are the main problem or the main person you got a problem with. You. One writer got honest. It's not my brother. It's not my sister. But it's me. It's me. It's me. Now, I know you got some folks that never want to point the finger at themselves. But sometimes we are our biggest problem. And sometimes we get fed up with ourselves. Jesus knew self was a problem. And he told his disciples, look, if y'all coming, if y'all going to follow me, deny yourself. And come on. One of the first things he told them, deny yourself and follow me. He taught them early, your flesh will get in the way. And I want you to learn early that you got to deny yourself. And sometimes it hurt denying yourself. Because temptation, you crave stuff. I said you crave stuff. Or you desire to do something you know you ain't got no business doing. And sometimes you'll cross that line. Mm-hmm. Now you're trying to make me think that you're flawless. You like God. You don't never mess up. You ain't never messed up. But say to your neighbor, preacher, know better. So don't even try to go there. Paul said, God is my witness. How did he serve God? His spirit. You got to stay conscious of God even when terrible things happen. And it hurt. It be hurting, and you can see other folks yielding to the flesh when they hurting, but you got, man, that ain't what God want me to do. Folk get to hurting and get to going through stuff. They'll do stuff, and to everybody else, it's fine. That's what they should do. But you know in your spirit, that ain't what God is leading you to do. And so at that moment, you have to make a choice. Am I going to love darkness like others? Am I going to yield to the flesh like others? Or am I going to do what I know I should do? Because the question going to always come. You going to yield to the flesh or the spirit? I'm done. Let's get Lord in prayer.